So that's an idea. And these three lanik yutama that we hold, like we hold the kesherayim, the raisa, that the top knot we have to make on the tzitzis is midiraisa. If so, if you put five strings in right away and you make the knot together, guru of the yomet, like right away you pass them with tzitzis. Again, the tzitzis were not kosher first, so that's not a case of a zaken mamre. We need a case that first you made the tzitzis right and then you enter on another string. So if you first made the four strings the right way, that means that you tied them up, so you can't pass them then. For the more yochi of stone, tefillah mamri, in yavad abba bati, v'yaisi achrin of yanak abayu, hay lechu dekoyi, v'hay lechu dekoyi. Lechu gets the same question by tefillah also then. How did he make this tefillah with the five batim? Tefillah mamri, I yavad abba bati, if he only made four batim, in the tefillah, v'yaisi achrin, and then he put another bias. V'yanaka abayim, you put it next to these. So why should that paslet? Hay l'chu dikoy, v'al l'chu dikoy. Again, say the same svara. Each bayis, like each house that's hosting a parsha, is separate, is by itself. So when you have four batim, it's kosher. If you're in another one, I'll say it's not part of this mitzvah tefillin. You're reading on something different. It's called hay l'chu dikoy, v'al l'chu dikoy, each one separate. V'yavid chamisha bati, if you made at the beginning, like one pair of tefillin, the shalosh, with five batim to it, right away, if so again, guru of the yonet, it's pasul matchila, it was never kosher. So where's there a case that first you had four batim, and now you're putting on a fifth bias that makes it pasul? If that's the case, you had four first, and then you had another one, that's kosher. So my answer is, so more answers, Amar Rab Zeira, Bayis Chitzon, Sheinu Royis Avir Pasul, Enoch Nami, this would pasul the tefillin. Even in the case that first you had four batim, and now you wear on a fifth bias, even though it's separate, but Lamaisa, the outside bias of the fourth one, is now not seeing the Avir, it's not seeing the ear. That's Rab Zeira Salochim. That the bias Achitzon, the outside bias, let's say Kaddish, or else on the other side, Rashi's tefillin is Voyim Shemaya. Those are the two outside parshias. They have to see the Avir. There could be nothing like outside of it. So here that you added on a fifth bias there, that makes the fourth bias not the outside one. It does not see the Avir. It does not see the air. Since it does not see the air, that's kosher. So that's the case that first you had four batim, and fourth batim was kosher. And now that you added on a fifth bias, that's what made them so. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding that Peites Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ein mamisa noisai, we do not kill the Zokei Mamrei, loy bebezden shabirai, not in the bezden in his own city. Where he started out to argue first in the bezden in his own city, loy bebezden shabiyavna, and not in the bezden, even though the bezden agodol left Lishchus and went to Yavne, still we do not kill the Zokei Mamrei in Yavne. Ela, rather, the only place we kill him is Elamala Noisa LeBezden HaGodol. We have to bring up the Zokin Mamrei to the Bezden HaGodol Sheb Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. And that's where we kill him, in Yerushalayim. In other words, that's where he was brought Lechatila. First he paskin different in his own town. Then they brought him up to the Bezden HaGodol. And there Bezden told him the right psak. And still he went back home, and still he was Meir, still he paskin according to his own psak. So he's Chayiv Misa. In such a case, now the Mishnah is saying we only kill him in the Bezden HaGodol in Yerushalayim. Now, when do we kill him? So, Rabbi Kiva holds, Ma u'mishamra noisa, we watch him, like we put him into prison, ad haregel, until the first Yom Tov that comes by, the first one of the Gimel Regalim. U'mamisa noisa b'regel, and we kill him on Chol HaMoed during the Yom Tov. Why? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'chol om yishmu v'yiro v'lo yizidinoid, that everybody should hear and see what happened to him. What happened to the Zokin Mamre that nobody else should do it. So everybody has to see his Misa. So therefore, when is the time that everybody comes together? That's on Chol HaMoed. So on Yom Tov itself, you would not kill him. But on Chol HaMoed, that's the time when everybody comes together. Therefore, different Rabbi Kiva. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. They have a right to leave over the Psak Din, Wimana and Sadin, until Yom Tov, in order that everybody should be able to hear about his Misa. Rabbi Yudah argues and says, no, Rabbi Yudah ain man in Ezdinoi. You're not allowed to leave over, postpone his Din, his Psak Din.
like we already gave the Gemara din, that this person is a Zaken Mamre Yishayiv Chenik, so if so, he cannot postpone the Misa. Therefore, rather, Yudishiter is Elam Misa Noisa Miyad, we kill him right away. But, either the Pasuk says, Yishmu Biro, V'Kaisvin, we write down letters, V'Sholachin Shluchim, we send messengers, B'Chol HaMakoymes, to all the place of Eretz Yisrael. And we write and say, Ish Pelayni, such a person, so-and-so, was a Zaken Mamre, Mischayiv Misa Bebezdin, he was Chayiv Misa in the Bezdin HaGodol, because he was a Zaken Mamre. This is the way everybody will hear about it. So this is the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, learn to the price like this, Ein the Misa Noisoi, Leb Bebezdin Shaviroi, we do not kill a Zaken Mamre, not in the Bezdin, in his own city, and not in the Bezdin of Yavne, not even if the Bezdin HaGodol is now in Yavne, and rather Mala Noisla Bezdin HaGodol Shev Yerushalayim. We have to bring him up to receive his Misa in the Bezdin HaGodol in Yerushalayim. Or Mishamra Noisa Ganizra Mekibashita, Mishamra Noisa, we watch him as we put him in prison, Ad HaRegel, until the first Yomtif. Or Mamisa Noisa Beregel, we kill him during the Regel, during Chol HaMoed, Shinema the Pesach says, V'cholom yishmu v'yirol divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva, like it says in the Mishnah. Omar le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Akiva, V'chinema yiru v'yirol, like that they should see and they should fear. V'alo le nemar, it only says el yishmu, everybody should hear, v'yirol, they should fear. But it does not say that they have to see, it does not say in the Pesach clearly that everybody has to see the Misa. If so, Loma Manin Dinoi Shalzeh, why should we postpone the Gemara Din? Why should we postpone the punishment that you're not allowed to? The Ma'a, when Bezda makes a Gemara Din, they have to give the judgment right away. Elo, therefore, of Yudishiter is Mamisa Noisa Miyad, the same day when Bezda makes the Pesach, the Gemara Din, that's when Bezda kills him. Just the Kaisvim, they write down letters, for Shochim, they stand at B'chol Mokim, to all places in Eretz Yisrael. And they say, Ish Pleini Nischayiv Misa Bebezdin. Such and such a person was Chayiv Misa, was Zaken Mamre, and this is the way Yishmu, this is the way everybody will hear about it. Because according to him, it only says, B'cholam Yishmu Viro. Everybody should hear about it and they should fear. It does not mean they have to see it. So we kill him right away. Just afterwards, we sent out letters that everybody should be able to hear about what happened. And they'll learn out not to become a Zaken Mamre. Tana Rabbanan, what's the price like this? Arba tzrichin achroza. There are four people that need achroza. We have to proclaim, make announcements about his Misa. You have to make a public announcement. Hamesis, somebody that's a mesis, that means somebody that tells other people to worship Avodah Zarah. He takes people off the right way. Ben Saramura, when Bezdin goes to kill a Ben Saramura, a Mesos means a Bezdin kills the Mesos, and we have to make a public announcement. Same thing by a Ben Saramura, we have to make a public announcement. The Zake Mamre, when Bezdin goes to kill the Zake Mamre, there has to be a public announcement everybody has to hear to learn out not to do these Averis. V'yedim Zememim, and the case where Edim Zememim wanted to have somebody else killed, so the Locher is Kasha Zomam. We do back to them what they wanted to have done to somebody else. So when Bezdin kills the Edom Zemimim, also there has to be a public announcement. The Kuluk Sibu, by all these four cases, it says, V'chol Om, V'chol Yisrael, it says everybody should hear about it. The Edom Zemimim Sib, even by Edom Zemimim, it says, V'anishorim, D'loi Kuli Yalma Chozi L'sadusei. Another is Edom Zemimim, the Pesach only says, V'anishorim, the leftover ones. It does not say everybody. So Mora says, why? The loy kuli alma chosi l'saduso. Not everybody is fit to be an aid. Like Rashi says, uveidim zemimim ksev anisharim. Yishmu v'yiro, they should hear and be afraid. Mishum l'shach l'nichta v'cholom. It can't say everybody. The lav kuli alma chosi l'saduso. Not everybody is fit to be an aid. She's gazlonim, there are people that are gazlonim, amole bribis, people that lent money or ribis, umarilim b'shriyis, shem sun liyedis, that people do averus that the psuliyedis. So if a beidim zemim, the azor is vanishorim, the leftover people that are kosher to be edim, they have to see and hear about the way these edim zemim are killed, that they should learn out not to be an edim zemim.
Yeah, the Mishnah says novi ha-sheker, like we have in the Mishnah before in the beginning of the perek, that's min ha-nechnokim. What's the case of the novi ha-sheker that it receives the misa chenik? That's Hamisnabe Marshal Shoma. One case is where the Navi says over Nevuah that he did not hear. Hashem did not tell him the Nevuah and he says it over. For that he's Chayiv Misa. Another case is if the Nevuah was not said to him. Let's say the Nevuah was said to a different Navi, but and another Navi heard it, and he says it over in his own name as if to say Hashem told it to me, and it's not true, Hashem did not say it to him, so that also is Chayiv Misa. In such both these two cases is Misasa B'dayodim, that this Navi Asheker is Chayiv Misa B'dayodim, which means that the Mishnah says Chenek, Bezin gives him Chenek. Abba, but what's going to be another three cases of HaKoyv Eshes Nevuasai? If a Navi just holds back his Nevuah, he does not say it. Rashi says, Shalai Omra Kagan Yoyne Ben Amitai. He does not say over his Nevuah. Or else, if he ha Mavater Adivri HaNavi, if a Navi tells you something, and you do not listen to him, Rashi says, HaMavkirim Shalai Choshos Lamar Sha'omar LeHaNavi, that you do not listen to what the Navi tells you, you make it like Hefker. So in such a case, we'll soon see what happens. And also, v'novi shavra divrei yatsmai. If a novi that there was nevuah said to him, and he himself does not listen to his own nevuah, is misasa b'dei shemayim. In these three cases, the chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Shenema, the pasuk says, anochi edrish mimai. I will be derish. I will check out to see what happened to the nevuah that I said. So, in such a case, Hashem will be derish means Hashem will give curse. Now, hamisnabe b'shem avodas kechovin. What's going to be if a Navi says over something in the name of an Avodah Zarah, the name of an Olul? For Yomer, and he says like this, the Navi, that Kach Omra Avodah Kechovin, this is what the Avodah Zarah told me. The idol himself told me, and he goes over and tells people. In such a case, it's Chayiv Misa. And Afilu Chiven Es Halacha, even if what he says over is the right Halacha, L'tame Yesatom Nebel Atayr Es Atoyer, even though he says over the right Halacha, that's accurate, it's Tomei or it's Tor, but since he's saying it over in the name of an Avodah Zarah, for that alone is Chayiv Misa, is Chayiv Chenek. Now, Habu al Eish Yisish, like we all said in the first Mishnah of this parak, that if you live with an Eish Yisish, you're Chayiv Chenek. What's the case of an Eish Yisish? Like we know the locher is, if you live with a Naramarosa, with an Eris, with a Narusa, you're Chayiv Sreifa. So when does she change over from a Narusa to a Nesuya? Eristin is only Kedushin, and the Suyin Pashit is with Chupa. Now the Mishnah says a Chiddush, that Kivon Shenich Nesol Rishus HaBal L'Nesuyin, as soon as she comes in to the Rishus of the husband for Nesuyin, Afa Pishle Nivolo, even though the husband did not live with her yet, right away she receives, she has a shame Nesua, and therefore someone lives with her then, so there'll be Chayiv Chenek. Now the case of the Rishus HaBal, Rashi other places says it means that when the father gives over his daughter to the Shluchi HaBaal, like the husband sends now Shluchim to the father's house to take his wife to bring her to his house, so as soon as the Shliach takes the daughter from the father, right then, even on the road, on the way home, she's considered a Nesuya. And if somebody would live with her then, so the person will be Chayiv Chenek. That's the Chiddush Rafa Pishla Nivolo. So as soon as she leaves the father's house to go to the husband's house, she's called a Nesuya. Habu Alev, someone lives with her now, Hareza Bechenik is Chayiv Chenik. She's not considered an Arusa, she has the shame of a Nesuya. Then the first Mishnah said also, the Zemimei Bas Koyin Abayala, that the Edom Zemimim, they wanted to have a Bas Koyin killed, even though they wanted to have her Chayiv Sreifa, so the Lachar is they only received Chenik and Ubayala. If it was really true that the Bas Koyin lived with somebody, so the Lachar is that the Bas Koyin, she herself received Sreifa. But the Boyla, the man she lives with, he only receives Chenek. So the Mishnah explains, Shekol ha-muzmin makdimim l'yoysa misa. Usually the case is, Beidim zemimim, v'sei kasha zamim, that what you wanted to do to them, we do back to you. So here, even though you wanted to give her sreifa, really we should give you back sreifa also. But here it's different. Chutz mizemimei bas koyin abayla, excluding this one case of zemimim to a bas koyin abayla. When the Edom Zemim wanted to give her Sreifa, still the Loch is, we give them back only Chenek, the Nisa of the Boyla. And really the Gemara and Makis will soon see later on, like it's a continuation from this Mishnah. And there the Gemara explains why the Loch is this way. Why do we give the Edom Zemim the Nisa of the Boyla of Chenek and not the Nisa of the Baskoyin? But that's the Mishnah saying the Chiddush,
that even though usually Edom Zevim may receive the same Misa they wanted to give, here it's an exception that we say, Lasas L'Ochiv, we only give the Misa of the Ochiv that you want to give to a man, and not the Misa you want to give to the Isha, to this Bas Kohen. Therefore, the Edom Zevimim, they receive Chenik.
Yeah, now the Mor says, Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. Shloisha, by the case of a Novi Ashek, in three cases, the Locher is Misasim B'dei Yodim, that the Novi is Chayiv Chenik. Ushloisha Misasim B'dei Shemayim, in three cases, the Novi is only Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Ha Misnabe Marshal Shoma, if a Novi says over Navu what he did not hear, O Marshal Nema Loi, and in the case, even though it was said to a different Novi, but as long as it was not said to him, if he says it over in his name, and it wasn't said to him, he's chayiv chenik. V'ya misnabe v'shem avros kechovim. Like it says in our Mishnah, if a Novi says over in Navua that he heard from an avoy de Zora, for that he's chayiv misa b'dayodim, he's chayiv chenik. Misosim b'dayodim. These are the three cases that he's chayiv chenik. What's going to be though, ha'kovish es Navua say, if he only holds back his Navua and does not say it over, V'yamavater al divrei Novi, or else somebody does not listen to what the Novi said, or else for Novi, shofar al divrei atzmoi, the Novi himself does not listen to his own Navua. In these three cases, misosim b'dei shemayim, he's only chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, like it says in our Mishnah. Now, mino animin, how do we know this? Or me avyuda marav. Avyuda amarav says over the Yom HaKroh, because the Pasuk says in Devarim. The Pasuk says, Ach ha-novi asher yozid ledaber dover b'shmi, that he says over yozid, he says over something in the name of Hashem, where he makes it up. Zeh ha-misnabe mash l'shoma. This is the case that he says over nevuah what he did not hear. Hashem did not say it, and he says it over. Then the pasuk says, asher loy tzivisiv, it was not commanded to you, which is a diyuk, holachavei roy tzivisiv, Hashem did command it to somebody else. Just as Esau Shel Loi Tziviziv, it wasn't commanded to you. So Zeh Misnabe Mashlo Nemaloi, that a Novi says over Navua that wasn't said to him, even though it was said to a different Novi, but since it wasn't said to him and he says it over in that name, he's Chayiv Misa. And then the Pasuk says, V'asher Yidabe B'Shem Elohim Achirim, Zeh Misnabe B'Shem Avoyt Chachovim. It is a case where a Novi says over something in the name of an Avoyt Zara. Uksiv, what does the Pasuk end off with? Uksiv, the Pasuk says, Umeis ha-Novi ahu, that Novi is supposed to be killed, Umeis, he's killed b'day yodim. Now, which type of a Misa do we give him? The Klal is, V'cho Misa ha-Mur, b'Torah Stam, any Misa, Torah says Stam, ain't well a chenik, we know it means chenik. That's how we know that this Novi receives chenik. Now, ha-Koyves es Nevuasai, let's say a Novi just holds back his Nevu, he does not say it, or else for a mevater on divrei Novi, he does not, somebody does not listen to the Novi, or else for Novi, shover on divrei Yatzma, Novi does not even listen to himself, misosim b'dei shemayim. In these three cases, the misa is a misa b'dei shemayim. Where's the pasuk? Tirchsiv, because the pasuk before says, v'yoish, it says, v'hoi yoish, asher lo yishma, that he does not listen. So the Mor says, v'shadashaniya, asher lo yishma means, Kribe lo yashmiya, first he does not tell it over. In other words, if a Novi heard a Nevuah, Hashem told him something, and he holds it back, he does not say it over, that's this Pasuk, Asher lo yishma, we should read lo yashmiya, you are not telling it over. Or Kribe lo yishma, you should also read, you're not listening. You're not listening to the Novi. And then it says, El Devarai, you're not listening, Kribe lo yishma, El Devarai, you're not listening to your own words. So, this is the case that either the Novi himself is not listening, or in the first thing, Vishra Shalishma, somebody else does not listen to the Novi. So these are three cases. The Novi that holds back his Navua, or else he himself does not listen to himself, or else somebody else does not listen to the Novi. Uchsiv, the Pasuk ends off, Anoichi Edrash Me'imoi. So what does that mean? Hashem will be Derish? That means B'dei Shemayim. That Hashem will give a Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's how we know for these three chatoyim, the Einish is a Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Nadimur says, HaMisnabe Mashle Shoma, a Novi that says over something he did not hear at all. What was the case? Where was the case of such a Novi HaSheker in Nach? So Gemara says, Kegoin Tzidkiyo Ben Kenana. This was the case of Tzidkiyo Ben Kenana. To see what the Pasuk says in the Ver Yomim, Vayas Loi Tzidkiyo Ben Kenana Karnei Basel.
He made himself carne barzel, horns made out of metal, and he went to have mechomo. Again, the pasuk says that the yom kerma Hashem be'elat anagach haram ad kaloisim. I'm going to have mechomo. And he, why did he go? Because the navi told him to go to have mechomo, and it was a navi yashaker. So this is the case that navi yashaker told him something. So Gemara says, but mehevet ela mehevet, what should have he done? Like ruach nevoyis atisei, there was a ruach that went to mix him up. It was like minas shemayim, like there was a nevuah. How was he supposed to know it was a navi yashaker? Tichsiv, another pasuk says in Malachim, Vayemer Hashem, Hashem said, Mi yafat yisachav, who's going to talk in tachav? And vayal vayapa bramas gilad, that he should go and fall by the mechama. Like who's going to go and tell him, like say a navi yashaker? So vayetzi a ruach, a spirit came out, Vayamad lefnei Hashem, he stood in front of Hashem. This was the spirit of Nevus, Muslims see. For Yermin, he said, Ani aftenu, I will go and convince Achav to go to have Muhammad and to be killed. Vayamad Hashem said, Tifta, okay, go and talk him into it. Vegam tuchel, and you'll be able to do it. But say, go out. Vayasai came and do it. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda might say, what did Hashem mean to tell the spirit? Say, mean say me mechitzasi, go away from my mechitzas. So Mashiach explains that even though he was going with shlichus of Hashem, but still he shouldn't have done it in the neifen of a navi yashaker. He shouldn't have done it in a b'teros sheker. There should have been other ways of doing it. But Rashi says, "V'yetzir ruach v'yemani avtenu etzir v'yitzir ruach sheker pikol neviyav." I'll be the ruach. I'll be the navi yashaker. I'll be the spirit of sheker in all the neviim's mouth. Now the Gemara says, "My ruach. What was this special spirit?" Omer Reb Yechanan ruchay shanavuyas hayizraeli. Heavy. This was the spirit of Nevus HaYisraelis that Achav like killed him and made him into a ruach. That Achav turned him over from a ruach from a chai into a ruach. So this ruach now came to make all the Nevi'im say sheker in order that Achav should be killed. So I call upon him still. The Gemara is asking the question though. Yeah. So the question still is though, what should have Tidkio did? Like, how is he supposed to know that the Nevi'im were Shkarim? So Mer says, Hevel Elamedik, he should have checked them out. Kid Rav Yitzchak, like Rav Yitzchak says, Hevel Elamedik, he should have known Rav Yitzchak's halacha. The Yom, Rav Yitzchak, Signu Nechot, Oilu Lekam Nevi'im. It could be one thought Hashem gives over to a few Nevi'im. That's true. But V'yein Shnei Nevi'im is Naboyim is Signu Nechot. Two Nevi'im cannot say over their Nevi'is in the same Lashon. That cannot be. They cannot say it over in the same Lashon. I'll bring you a proof. Oivadio said over his Nevi'is, he said, Omar, Zodon Libchos Yecho, that the bad will of your heart made you do the Averis. Now Yirmiyahu had the same type of a Nevu'ah, but he said over in a different Lashon. He said over Omar, Tifaltzescho Hesi Oischo Zodon Libcho. He changed it around a little bit. The same thing, your bad actions is what's causing you to do bad. So you see, two Nevi'im do not speak the same way. Now, Vahani over here by these Nevi'im Asheker, Midakam Rikula Kadodi, since all the Nevi'im said the exact same Lashon, Shema Mina Leklum Kamri. He should have known, said Kiyo, that these are Nevi'im Asheker. So this was the case that he listened to another Asheker. So Mora says, what's the Bikasha? Dumali have a Yodalei, Lihoda Rab Yitzchak. Maybe Tidkio did not know what Rab Yitzchak said, his memory to tell if he's a Nevi'im Asheker or not. Gemara says, no, Yehoshaphat Heviyasim, Yehoshaphat was there. Ukomalu, and he told him, like he told him, he warned him. The pasuk says, Vayayme Yehoshaphat, Ha'ein Poy Novi, isn't there any Novi there? Oid Lashem, Omale, Ho'iko Kolani, Sikyo said back to Muslim, we have all these Nevi'im over here. Omale, so Yehoshaphat said to him, Kach Mekoblani mi base over Yab, this is what I accepted from my father's house. That the klal is, Signun echot oilu lekam neviim. True, Hashem could tell one thought to a lot of different neviim, but v'yein shnei neviim is naboyim signun echot. But two neviim cannot say it over with the same lashon. That cannot be. So yes, since they're all saying it over in the same way, for sure this is a neviim asheker, and there's a time of war he didn't listen. Then in this case, if I'm misnabe mashlo nemalui, what's going to be the case that a novi says over something that was not told to him? But said it was, rather was said to a different Navi, and he says it over in his own name that he's Chayiv Misa. Where's this case? Kegoin Chananya ben Ozer. To koi Yimyo Bishukelyon. That Yimyo was on the top street in the Shukelyon. Or commonly said like this, Yimyo said, that koi Yamar Hashem Tzavokos, Hinani Shaver Es Keshes Elam. I'm going to break the Keshes of Elam. That he said over the Nevuah that Hashem is going to break down now the bow like the strength of Elam. So now, Nosa Chananya Kalvachoyma Biatzmai. Chananya that was there listening, he made a Kalvachoyma. He made a Kalvachoyma to himself. This is the Gemara saying it was Chananya ben Ezer. Then he said like this, Ma Elam, Madach the city of Elam. Shloi Bo Elam Laazar Es Bovel. They only came to help Bovel. Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu say now, that Hinini Shoiber Es Keshes Elam, I'm going to break down the strength of Elam, if so, cast him. That's the Bovel himself. Atzman alach has come of a kamo. For sure has come the time now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will break down the oil, the strength of Bovel. So also, he went up, Chananya went up, Bishuk HaTachton, in the bottom marketplace. Omri said like this, Koyimah Hashem, Shobarti es oil melech Bovel. So he made this Nevu up himself. Even though Nevu was only said to Yimyo, he made a Kavachemi from that Nevu and he said it over. That's in this case is also Chayiv Misa. Omale Rapopala Bayas, Rapopala said back to Bayo, Hole Chaveru Naimilu Nemar. No, this should not be a good case. This Nevuah that he said over, that Melech Bashem is going to break down Melech Bovel, was not even said over to Yimyo. It was only said to Yimyo that it's going to break the Keshes of Elam, not the strength of Bovel. Omale, so he answered back like this, Kivan the Yisioev Kavuchayma LeMedrash, since a person has a right to make a Kavuchayma by himself, if so, command the Itmale Domi, it's as if it was said directly to Yimyo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will break down the strength of Bovel. But HaKoponim Chananya had no right to say it over, the Nevuah was not said to him, for this is Bichayiv Misa. But the Gemara says, but Huniyo Duloy Nemaloi, but this Nevuah was not said over to Chananya, it was only said over to Yimyo. So this is the case that a Navi says over something that was not said to him, even though it was said to somebody else. Then the third case that Yechayiv Misa for is HaMisnabe B'Shem Avodas Kechobim. If you say over Nevuah, that you say it over from the name of an Avodah Zarah. Kegoy Nevi Abal, that's the case of Nevi Abal, that was saying over Nevuah from the Avodah Zarah. Now, HaKlevish Yes Nevuasai, someone that just holds back his Nevuah, he does not say it over. Where is this case? There's only Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's Kegoy Nyoyna Ben Amitai. That he held back, he did not want to say his Nevuah that Hashem told him to. Where is the case that you do not listen to what the Novi tells you? The guy in the case is Chavrei de Micha, the Chaverim of Micha. Rashi says the Siva says over there,